quick update on some of the progress that we're making up at Lake Edgewood, and an opportunity we have to maybe open this up to the public a little bit and get some activity up there that's been lacking for the last few years. So, Adam, are you on? Ready to go?
Yes, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Adam Plessa, Planning and Development Administrator, Parks Division. If you refer to page 84 in your booklets, I've had Rachel do a printout of our recreation area up there and give a quick background. This is one of our smaller recreation areas, boasting approximately 13 campsites. We've got a boat launch there, a picnic shelter, supporting facilities, trails, etc. And to those that aren't aware, we lost our access back in 2018. And if you refer to that page in your booklets, you can see kind of a blue line there on the west northwest corner of the lake. That was kind of the outlet structure. And that earthen dam, spillway, and bridge was lost in an event back in 2018. And we've gone through the hoops of trying to get it as a disaster declaration and try to get FEMA funding, and that was denied. We appealed the process. That was also denied. And since then, we have tried to look at other avenues to try to get restore access to that area. Most recently, we've contacted the South Dakota National Guard in efforts to potentially have them and their crew potentially rebuild that structure. That also has kind of been denied according to their leadership. And so where we are today is, well, with a lot of support from the locals, we'd like to propose a new road, access road from the west that would restore some type of access to the existing road infrastructure that we have there to make the campground once again available. I've got some numbers back from 2016 and 17. The last couple of years that it was open, we had approximately 25,000 visitors each of those years, 500 camping reservations, and about $13,000 in revenue. And unfortunately, because this is one of the smaller parks and the large price tag to restore the mainline road, earthen dam, spillway area, that it's been determined by our department that unfortunately, we don't have the funds to do that at this time. And so this new proposed road from the west is what we're looking at doing. And like I mentioned before, we've got a lot of local support on this, and I wanted to provide an update of where we're at up to date. About a month ago, we entered into a contract with KLJ Engineering out of Mobridge to design the road grade, and there's one small crossing that needed to be addressed that we needed to have engineered to get a proper culvert size in there. And we were able to get a very good price from the local company there. And we've been working with the local 501(c) foundation, the Lake Hinwin Foundation Association, and they have continued to do fundraising. And as a department, we have earmarked $50,000 from our capital development budget to help aid in building this road. And I'm happy to report that as of yesterday, talking with our park manager up there, that the locals have raised over $100,000 now in support of building this new road. And so moving forward, after we get the plans from KLJ Engineering, the next step will be to work with a local contractor on trying to get all of the details ironed out on liability and coordinating additional volunteer efforts of time, labor, and materials. And I'm very optimistic that with the track record that the folks had up in this area and the passion that the locals have, that we can get this accomplished across the finish line at a very minimal cost to the department itself, and again with the volunteer efforts of the locals. That being said, I would entertain any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Adam? Adam, how big was that bridge that was damaged? Was that a 30-foot bridge?
I will have to get back to you on the distance. What I could tell you is that when we looked at replacing what was there, we're talking about well into seven figures, if not multi-million dollars, to replace everything that was there, to restore that area and have it as a lake access. And what I would also tell you is that the locals are very well aware of that, that even this road, this new road would give them, again, access to the camping area, but there's no intention as of right now to replace the earthen dam structure to restore the functionality of the water use there. And I would imagine with how dry it is that this thing is probably pretty much bone dry right now. And again, we'll continue to look at funding strategies to, you know, maybe in the future to be able to do that kind of thing. But I will get back to you on the distance that bridge was.
Yeah, and that is just a general question. So, all right. Any other questions or comments? If not, thank you, Adam.